This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A couple of the president's men go down in court, one of them anyway, another one charged. Meanwhile, politicians are blaming crummy immigration laws, lousy immigration laws, for the death of Molly Tibbetts, that Iowa University student who was jogging and disappeared. Her alleged murderer took police to the cornfield where she was lying dead, much to the horror of so many of us who have been following this very sad story. What a way to kick off this hour of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hate to be so grim, but I just want to be blunt. This is a sickening thing that has happened to this young woman. We don't even know all the details. It sounds like this 24-year-old illegal was following her in a car. The 20-year-old University of Iowa college student jogged all the time, never had any problems. She was in a little town east of Des Moines, and this was 5 weeks ago. She was jogging. He pulled up near her. She, of course, panicked when he jumped out of the car, said, "I'm going to call the cops." He says, "Oh, I blacked out. Next thing I know, her body's in my trunk and there's blood. And, oh, by the way, I'm leading you to where I threw her in the cornfield." So I have to agree, this is wrong. This is a situation where a killer has to be brought to justice. There is no death penalty, so life in prison, I suppose, if convicted of this. Christian Rivera, who's 24, and, you know, this is a horrific thing that does not bring this young girl back to her father, to her friends, to anybody. What she could have been in her life, and the life left in her, was murdered. That's what happened. And the community was involved. And beyond the community, they were involved. $400,000 had been raised to try to get information on her. Thank goodness there was a surveillance cam that helped trace police to him ultimately. And he just led him right to the cornfield where her remains were found. So this is becoming an immigration issue, naturally, because it is an awful tragedy. And this is somebody who was here illegally, so it is going to be a political thing. And then there are people that are pushing back on that and saying, well, that's not likely, because if you look at some crimes, the people who are here illegally are less likely to commit violent crimes. And I would say, boy, you just don't want to go there and start to compare it. Because right now, with people just heartbroken over this, this is the last thing where you've had thousands of Iowans searching and praying for her safe return. And now, once again, you got this grieving family angry. This broken immigration system allowed a guy that was a predator. He was a predator. He was living in their community, pulled up next to her. You don't kill someone if you're not a predator. You're circling your car around. It's just awful is what it is. I mean, just absolutely awful. An unimaginable grief, that's what I would say. All right, Paul Manafort might not have been expecting the curveball that he was dealt, but once he was in court, all bets were off. So a very dramatic ending, or there's still more to go, but ending to this one with Paul Manafort, where he could end up serving 80 years in prison. He's very grim-faced while he was there. I looked at some of the photographs and then even some of the artist renderings. Jurors looked right at him. He it was declared a mistrial on 10 unresolved charges, because I figured the whole thing could be a mistrial, but it wasn't a mistrial on everything, because in fact he was rung up on other charges that have to do with tax evasion and sheltering money. And so for the Manafort verdict, what does this mean for the Russian investigation now that he's been found guilty on 5 counts of submitting false tax returns, specifically 1 count of failing to report foreign bank and financial records, 2 counts of bank fraud. And again, that leads up to a weighty 80. And it could be that he gets pardoned by the president down the line, so guilty on 8 of 18 counts, but, you know, who knows. While that's going on and that verdict is rendered, elsewhere, President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, had been his lawyer for 10 years, pled guilty to campaign finance and other charges. Two of the developments stem from payoff money to women that the president allegedly fooled around with. One supposedly for a year, another one was like a one-night stand, the Stormy Daniels thing. But where this ends up, who knows, because he took a deal. But Cohen did say he paid hush money at the president's direction. So there's one thing. And what else comes out of this, I don't know. Except for that, I think more will tumble out, right? So there's been this need for silence. But once they busted into his apartment and all his places, they had Cohen. He had a paper trail, is what I heard, through the grapevine. So not from other sources, but strictly from the grapevine. And, you know, the admission of a couple of different things. The paying off 2 women to silence them before the 2016 election at the president's direction. Admitting that the payments were illegal. That's your key thing there. So that's a sensitive thing, obviously. Cohen pled guilty to 8 charges, including allegations that the payments violated campaign finance laws, so that's not good. Unrelated charges that he lied to banks to obtain improper loans, that's not good. Lied to the government to avoid paying taxes, this seems to be par for the course. Ah, I'm a rich guy, I'm avoiding taxes. So that part's not unusual, the tax part. It's not right and it's not good, but I don't think that's the unusual part. The part is the campaign finance laws and what does that mean? So he's going to pay a big price for this. So these are serious charges, and they show this pattern over a long period of time. But involvement-wise, what does it mean for the president? A lot of what's listed, of course, doesn't have the president's name in any of this. It's what is Cohen saying, I guess, is part of it. And where does it go from here? Cohen is saying that he made the payments in coordination with the president, who wasn't named, to influence the election. Stay with us. More as we jump the fence together here on America Tonight.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation, boy. Interesting times of what's flowing out of Washington and the conversations around it. I will say this one last deal about Manafort and also the president's lawyer. When you're the president, you have the power of the pardon, and all you have to do is look back at presidential pardons of the past, and they are littered with, you know, people that they knew, people that they felt were in situations where they didn't deserve to be. And if you look at the lists of pardons, they are often, you know, long. And so who would be on that pardon list? Well, I would say you could see two of them that possibly could be, especially Paul Manafort. I would imagine it depends on what Michael Cohen says and does. I would think, right? You know, you think about some of the pardons already that we've had. If we look back at what's happened with President Trump, he gave pardons to 2 Oregon cattle ranchers who were convicted of intentionally and maliciously setting fires to public land after a federal judge gave the father and son duo a more lenient sentence. The prosecution appealed. They were resentenced in 2015 after being convicted in 2012. So this is that whole Bundy thing, you know, the standoff that was led by Amon Bundy, who occupied that wild National Wildlife Refuge near the Hammond Ranch in 2016. So including the Hammonds, the president pardoned 7 people since taking office. And actually, I think it's 8. I think there was another one, too, that you would put on there. And so what is a presidential pardon? What does that mean? You know, it means if pardoned, people still have to disclose the past conviction, but they can also disclose that the pardon has been granted, and the president has the power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. That's the only time you don't. So a 5-year waiting period has to happen before a person is eligible to be pardoned. So that's the thing, the 5-year deal. If you do the math and the president is reelected, it would be just right there that he would have the 5 years for both of them. And it's interesting because according to the Pew Research Center, the President Obama granted clemency to more people than any president since Harry Truman, 1,927. Seven, right? And then if you look at some others, George Bush granted 200 people clemency. Bill Clinton did it for 459 people. Truman granted clemency to 2,044 people. So of the people that the press has pardoned, Joe Arpaio was one of them, the former Arizona sheriff, former VP Dick Cheney, chief of staff Scooter Libby, the late boxer Jack Johnson, and then there have been Dinesh D'Souza, the conservative commentator, and I mentioned the Hammonds, of course. So it can go in a lot of different directions. But anyway, just out of curiosity for some of you, throwing that in there. All right, as we continue to traverse in a couple of different directions, it's like I feel like we need a breath, right? I feel like I used to have the other side of the news, you know, what was tricky, funny, and made us laugh. And I feel like we need to go back to that because it's just heavy, heavy, heavy what we're talking about. And you know what? Hey, that's life. I get it. So one last thing. I'll say this. Do you have an Alexa? Do you know those, when you have Alexa, the amazing things that you can do with Alexa? I was a reluctant convert, but over the past year we've had an Alexa, and there are the questions of the day. There are, because we've got our assistant producer in the room, Mahalo, who you hear talked about with the kibbles, Kate's kibbles, and Alexa is pretty interesting because now on radio stations, too, you can ask Alexa and Alexa will play America Tonight and will play the show wherever you live. You can ask that question of the local radio station, too, as well. So isn't it interesting to see what cool things sometimes we can discover with technology? You know, what technology ultimately can also lead us to. As much as I'm tired of people with their faces constantly in their phones, there are the cool things like Alexa, and there are the cool things, by the way, that happen when you use technology, just not all the time. Where you're not such a tech head, you can never, ever, ever look up. All right, so let's go into a lighter direction for a second here, for more than a second. You know, Labor Day is coming up. I don't know how many people listening to this show went away. They say like road day where people, you know, hit the road and do close travel. And I was looking at what are cool places to go for close travel. Well, I just was in Sedona, Arizona, and I would say that's pretty cool. It's an awesome place to go, and there's all kinds of good deals. Of course, depending on where you are, how long would it take you to get there and that kind of stuff. Somebody told me about Scottsdale, Arizona, which is, of course, Phoenix, basically. And they say they've got Labor Day packages there for 50% off. Ooh, they have a wet deck. They have pool parties, DJs, that kind of stuff. So that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? How about go to Washington, D.C.? Go see the monuments. Get into everything for free. Sweet. Go check out the nation's capital, the good part of the nation's capital, like the museums and the symphony orchestra, free Labor Day concert, all that kind of stuff. I just also was in New Orleans this summer, and it is a great place for music and food and all kinds of cool things. And you can get some pretty cheap airfares, and the Big Easy has all kinds of great deals on hotels on Labor Day, where they're 30 and 40 and sometimes even 50 off what they have. They've got swamp tours, they have jazz cruises, they have live music shows, they have good food. I mean, anywhere you go, they have great food in New Orleans. I mean, just incredible, incredible, incredible food. I'll tell you a good place to go. Buddies of mine, good friends of mine, a couple, the Drucklers, went to the Bahamas. And the Bahamas has some really great deals. Not the Atlantis, necessarily. That's pretty expensive. But other places in Nassau, have some really 50% off, that kind of thing. Getting there cheaper, you know, $230, whatever. What do I know? If it's someplace easy and quick and it's almost like a staycation and you got a few extra bucks, cool. If you have really a lot of extra bucks, then you can go someplace further away. If it's affordable weekend where you're just going a couple of states over, maybe some of you are listening to us in the great state of Missouri. St. Louis is always a fun getaway. Blues, outdoor spaces and green parks that are really, really cool. They've got good airfares depending on where you are to St. Louis. I know where our satellite facility is, really, really good airfares. Sometimes you just need to get away, even if it's a quick jaunt, right? And if you were going to Hawaii, oh, I'm so sorry, because that's not good, at least not right now. And I really hope that some of these crazy maps I'm looking at are not dead on right. The 3D map is frightening to look at as to what could happen to Hawaii. But, of course, hurricane bearing down on those islands. And what does that mean? That means that with those winds and how much rain they get, you could see a lot of flooding, and hopefully people will get to the highest areas that they can, because it's, I've been there when they've had rain, when they've had bad rain, and not during anything like a hurricane. I can't even begin to imagine what that would be like. Coming up, I talked to a guy, David Ramirez Europa, who's written a book about Mexico and the language, saying that the language should just be Mexico's signature and stand on its own. It should not be called Spanish. It should be Mexican's individual heritage. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 charges at his bank and tax fraud trial. President Trump in Charleston, West Virginia, says he has no connection to Manafort's legal problems.
This has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. And this is the way it ends up.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 charges as part of an agreement. He has agreed to a prison term, although the judge is not bound by it. He could spend 4.5 to 5 years in prison. The judge will sentence him later at a future date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Wait till you meet our next guest. I mean, he's going to blow you away. Seriously, I was so impressed with what I saw from David Ramirez Europa. He's written a book called Linguistic Formula. So think of this. A plus F equals L. And if there was a subtitle for this book, it would be Mexico, Desegregated Identity, which is so interesting when you think about that. And David, thanks so much again for coming on the show. As I said, I've never seen anything like your book. Explain what it was that, first of all, led you to put this together.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you for this invitation. And Linguistic Formula, I created this formula basically to emancipate or separate my identity from Spanish, because I found out that anything we are creating linguistically doesn't correspond to the language Spanish. And that's why it took me around 9 years to do this research to introduce my own version. So by explaining the reason of the use of the alphabet plus our accent, I found out that that's the only way to recognize the identity of an individual. And this way I'm saying that Mexican language, Mexican identity should be recognized as a unique identity, no longer Hispanic, Latino, or immigrant, nothing like that. So that's basically the meaning of my investigation.
Yeah, and when you pulled it together, what was, and you've explained this a little bit, but what is it that really surprised you maybe the most, David?
Surprised me?
Yes.
The reaction of people is basically, when I explain them, people ask me, hey, do you speak Spanish? Because most of the people, Hispanic people in California, speak Spanish. And they always ask me, speak Spanish or nada? I always say, no, but I understand Spanish. I speak Mexican now. And they start laughing and like that doesn't exist for them. So when I explain them, their reaction is completely different, and they have different view of our culture, our Mexican identity.
Yeah, and do you think that's what it's about? Is that losing, like just having a one-size-fits-all, like you said, it's not just Spanish. And there's a difference between the different cultures. There's a difference, just because you speak a variation of Spanish, there's a difference between what happens in Spain, what happens in Puerto Rico, what happens in South America. And I guess that's exactly what you're talking about, reclaiming the identity, correct?
Exactly. So I found now that the word Mexico doesn't correspond to Spanish. That belongs to an Aztec event. I'm saying when the Aztec people were alive, the emperors were marrying women and women from other regions to do a cultural exchange, and the next generation were called Mixcla in Mexico. The word Mixcla means fusion in the Aztec language. If you pronounce Mexcla slowly, you can see a little bit of the sound of Mexico. So from Mexicola to Mexico was modified to give birth to the Mexican identity. And that happened before the people known as the conquistadors arrived to which is Mexico City now. Because what the Aztec people built was a market to connect different routes of commerce in which is Mexico City now. So after they noticed people from all over the world came to sell their recipes, instruments, everything there, the Spaniards arrived and the emperors noticed that they were having kids and opening businesses. So they decided to hire them to administrate the market and handle the commerce between Europeans and the mix. So our vocabulary is older than the arriving of Europeans to which is America now or Mexico or on this territory. So to me, all the vocabulary used in the territory of Mexico should be recognized as Mexican language, no longer Spanish, because Spanish language is not doing anything for me.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And, you know, other people have tried to figure this riddle out, and you know this because...
It's very complicated.
Yes, yes. Yeah, no, you're right. It's very complicated. And usually what happens, David, as you know, and we're speaking with David Ramirez, Europa, and, of course, the book title is Linguistic Formula, that often you hear this word Spanglish being used a lot, but it's not Spanglish, is it?
It's not at all. It's not at all because many, many words, expressions, jokes, phrases, even recipes, music doesn't exist in Spain. We just admitted Spanish as another language or official language in South America. But it's not. It's completely different, different accent, different concepts. There is one example, the concept of ranch. That concept in Mexico is rancho. So this concept doesn't exist in England or Spain. And they just add it because we alphabetized the word and that was added to the vocabulary in our culture. And with the arriving of Europeans, the introduction of their administration, and then they decided to call the consolidated language Spanish there. Everything was absorbed by that administration in Spanish. So that's why I'm saying all that vocabulary should be separated and recognized as Mexican language.
Yeah, and absolutely. It's fascinating that you dove into this. When you started to look at this, what was the toughest thing about, you know, how long did it take you to research? What was the toughest part about putting this together?
All this together, 9 years.
Wow.
And 1 year to write it down. Yes, I went to different states in Mexico, here in the United States, listening people, how they pronounce one word in, for example, Indiana, and the same exact word in Florida or places around Illinois. And I found out many, many things that were giving me the proof to say, oh, this doesn't exist over there. This belongs to our culture, to our own language. So that's why I came up with this initiative to say something about the Mexican identity.
Yeah, wow. Boy, 9 years to put that together and traveling all over. You must have put a lot of miles on yourself and in doing
that.
A lot.
Basically, a lot. Because with this, I did all this on my own. I tried to talk about my investigation to my family, but they really couldn't understand me because my proposal is to change the language, the name of the language of work, which is something gigantic. And for them, since I'm from their family, we know each other, and they didn't know I was going to come up with something like this. They didn't believe me. They didn't. They said, no, right now. Okay, I decided to work and save money and invest all my money in all this traveling to finally present this linguistic formula and let the people analyze my work to see if that corresponds to what I'm asking in my request to see official language in Mexico, Mexican language someday.
And so, wow, so you are leading the charge, there's no question about that. And obviously doing this book, talking to people like me, getting the word out, that starts to spread a little bit. What's been, and you mentioned this a little bit before, but I would say the bigger the movement gets, the more people will have that pride and understand exactly what you mean. And what would be the ultimate goal for you, David?
My ultimate goal is to inform people, keep informing people, to generate money, claim money that many recipes, music, anything related to the word Mexico is creating, talking about money, claim all that productivity, not for myself, it's for my own people, for people supporting now my language, my Mexican language. If they need to go to the school, okay, there is the money. From recipes, Mexican recipes were made for the Mexican culture, not for a person that wants to open a restaurant to sell guacamole, taco, torta. It's to claim and support the rest of our own identity. And people think, misunderstand this concept because we are not supporting our own people. We need medical assistance. We need dental help, many, many things. So this is my the purpose of my work, basically.
Yes, is to do all those things that you mentioned. And we want to tell everybody, David Ramirez Europa is the author of this book and this movement, linguistic formula, A plus F equals L. And David, good luck with this. And I want to tell people they can pick up the book at Barnes & Noble, right?
Right. The people can find it at linguisticformula.com and Amazon.com as well.
Excellent.
They can read some reviews and they can check it out there.
David, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
I'm not happy. insured form is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I'm so thrilled about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room, and he's talking about something that we don't talk about enough, in my opinion. And I know I've had to deal with this, and it's been tough, and I think it's because I grew up in a house where we never talked about this word, death. We never really talked about it. You know, people that once somebody died, including my father died when I was 8, there wasn't a lot of discussion. So Ryan McCormick joins us. He is the host of the Outer Limits of Inner Truth radio show, and he just did the Death Show, a 14-part series on healing and understanding. Love that title. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
It's an honor to be here with you and your listeners, Mr. Delaney. Thank you so much for having me.
So you heard what I said, that I think death is, it's like a dirty word. I mean, we all know that this is the end, no matter how much money we have, no matter what we do in our life. I mean, you know, ultimately we're all going to die. We don't know when. The only discussion when I was a kid that was ever, that I ever had about death was my great-grandmother, Ryan, said, "You can't do anything about it. I think it's an expiration date that's stamped on your head when you're born." Poof, and that was it. So I love that you explored this. What made you want to do a show on this?
Well, the original motivation for doing this show was that one of my closest friends experienced a horrible tragedy, and I wanted to bring something out of it. I wanted to bring something into the world that would hopefully try to bring some meaning to that tragedy and impact people in a positive way. I'm so sick of everyone saying, oh, you know, thoughts and prayers. I'm like, well, there's got to be something more than that. So what I wanted to do is put together a 14-part series on death, and we covered the first part is just people talking about how they've lost someone, what to do. So I wanted to provide an experience where people could listen to it, they could grow, they could understand, they could bring some kind of semblance or healing. I wanted to ask questions that I guess most people had questions too.
So that's interesting. So you say they had a horrible experience. What happened?
Well, my friend's fiance, he was in a car. His fiance and his mother were killed in an accident, and he walked away.
Oh.
So it's horrible. Yeah, and it was just unspeakable. And I'm thinking about that, like, you know, this thing happened, and then a lot of other people have lost someone close to them. So my intention of making this show was, well, what can you say to those people? You know, you just say that the person's in another place, and I just don't want to accept that. So I went up interviewing 65 different people, and I broke it down into 14 parts. And I wanted to provide as much healing, as much understanding as possible. So it's not just my friend, but anyone who's ever lost someone can have a point of reference where it's just not one perspective, but you have 65 other perspectives. And all of them, collectively speaking, there's one clear message, and it seems that everything's going to be okay eventually, that this is the biggest part of life you can think about.
And it's interesting because you said you interviewed 65 people and all kinds of people. So tell us about some of the people you interviewed in trying to tackle this really tough subject.
Okay. Well, the first thing is, I was bringing that because I interviewed 7 people who lost someone close to them because I wanted people to know that they're not alone. And then after that, I focus on grief experts and psychologists so they can give you a clear, concise way from their perspective on what to do when you're walking, you know, you're healing. Then I emphasized and talked to people who've actually died, people who've had near-death experiences. We have 15 people who died and came back, talked about their experiences, what it was like. That was probably one of my favorite parts of the show. And then we also went into talking to scientists about the science nature of death and actually how to develop communication with people who are in spirit. And then the end of the show is there's a 4-way debate with 2 atheists. I wanted to bring them on the show, so I wanted to get a number of different perspectives and put it on there. So hopefully a clear message could be out there. And the idea is that all things that we've come to know and believe about death probably are not true. And there's so much out there, but it's asking the questions. It's trying to get the answers to those questions that we're all asking, saying, why are we here? Why does this have to happen? You know, is there judgment afterwards? Do we go to heaven? Do we go to hell? Try to focus on tackling all those questions.
Wow, such a broad subject, and congratulations on
Thank you. On
tackling it that way. And you said it. You said the common thing that you found at the end of this is that it's going to be okay. But what else was revealing to you? Because that's a lot of information. So for you personally in doing this, you always walk away with something. I've interviewed 15,000 people, so I know, right? And you know, you've talked to a lot of people as well. What was the thing that you walked away with?
I'd say there's a couple of quick things. First off, the idea that there is injustice in this world. I see that a lot of things happening. People do horrible things, and then they die, and they don't, you know, see any kind of justice. Apparently, when we die, every action that we bestow upon someone, we experience firsthand. It's called a life review. So there's total justice. And that was revealed by, I think, just about all the people who had a near-death experience. So I think that's probably one of the most important and compelling things. And another thing I learned is that based on the people who had near-death experiences is that we are all apparently one collective being, and the one collective consciousness breaks parts of itself, parts of its perspective up into several different millions or zillions of life beings to give itself the illusion that it's separate. So we are all imaginary characters of one collective being, apparently. And that's part of things. And also, apparently we have the infinite number of evolutions. So we are a human being in this lifetime. We'll probably be something else in another lifetime. That's probably one of the things. Also, I think when it comes to the grief experts, there's just so much more that you can do to help people. And if you're opening yourself up, there are a lot of different ways to help yourself, to heal yourself. So I just think that the whole part of the show is that there's just so much out there. And once we get past the initial fear of not wanting to tackle it, the answers are there. There's so much more out there. There's so much opportunity to heal.
I love that. And maybe this can really spur on more of that conversation, because you did a 14-part series. It was probably hard to try to figure out how to break it down, right? Because you had so much great information. At some point, you have to figure out, okay, what can I leave out, or how do I do this?
Oh,
or,
no.
That
absolutely.
Kind of thing.
I'm like 70... plus interviews. I think the original show was 22 hours long, so I had to sit down and cut things out and put things in there. And also, it's the energy of the people, too. When you're interviewing someone, you want to make sure that you're putting things together like you're putting together a sheet of music. You want to make sure it flows and it goes well. And when I'm doing a show like this, in this capacity, every person has to be contributing something wonderful and amazing. There were some people that we actually were not able to include. They have to say their expertise wasn't out there, but it just wasn't a fit for it. But I wanted to bring as many people as possible, the best people as possible. So, you know, scientific perspective, it doesn't matter what you believe, what your spiritual beliefs are. You could come, you could listen to this, and there's no judgment. All it is pure information.
Wow, I love that. Pure information. That's a great way to do it. Hey, I'm putting it out here. Here's what I learned. You decide what you think. I'm not telling you how to think, because we live in that world of, what, fake news, or you're on this side, or you're playing on this. So you're not saying you have to think this. These are the ways to look at this. And you even interviewed an author and a 9/11 widow, and I bet that was an interesting interview.
It was a very interesting interview because the intensity of her pain was so relevant, and she was talking about what she had gone through in a first-hand experience. And when you talk to these people who've lost someone close to them, you see the personal tragedy that they've had in their life and what they are doing. I feel like the very beginning of that offers a lot of insight on what people can do to begin the healing process. I think so many times when people lose someone, the first thing they do is that they'll turn to their community, they'll turn, and there's going to be one or two people, or maybe an author says, well, this is my perspective. Again, that's the thing. It's like you get the multiple perspectives on it, and trying to get so many perspectives and condensing it down. Believe it or not, the show is 18 hours long total, 14 parts, 18 hours long, and I still think that is condensed down from hundreds of hours of information. So trying to get all those main ideas and trying to cram it all into one different shows was challenging, but I think the information was all there. And again, when you interview that individual, Lisa Luckett, the 9/11 widow, I think it was a beautiful interview, and she really reveals a lot about what she'd gone through and how to help people.
Yeah, no kidding. And I want to tell everyone, I want to make sure we're speaking with Ryan McCormick, and you need to go to, so you can take a look at this show, so you can listen to it. You know, give yourself some time. It's going to be like a subject where it's kind of like that summer reading. Go to one part, go to the next part, because he did such a great job of editing this. So go to outerlimitsradio.com/deathshow. You'll see it there. And when you laid it out, did you end with the discussion with the atheist, right?
Yes. What I did is at the first 13 shows, and also there's a section in there, too, I forgot to mention, is that we focus specifically an entire segment on pet bereavement. So if you've lost a pet, we interviewed grief experts that focus just on pets alone. And that's totally separate. But I ended it with atheists. I ended it with skepticism because I wanted to say that, okay, no matter what we've just gone through, everything is subject to question. So I made that part to challenge everything else that just happened in the program. And the key about it is that I think that, you know, no matter what our beliefs are, it should always be challenging, always be thoroughly asking, even if these beliefs are true to us. So, I mean, as far as my beliefs go, I'm always challenging, always questioning them because, you know, there could be another thing out there, another part of the puzzle we don't see.
Wow.
So.
What a great conversation. Please go to outerlimitsradio.com/deathshow. Check it out. Ryan McCormick, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blaney. It's a great honor to be with you and your listeners.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.